It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Do you ever detox? Have you ever considered detoxing your kids with food? Well, it's a big issue. It's a big question. What does detoxing mean? Is it cleansing? How far do you go? How far don't we go? Why do we do it? We have a perfect guest for us to answer these questions with us today, Nicolette Pace. She's a registered dietitian and founder of Nutrisource.org, and she's also frequently seen on top networks such as CBS and CNN. We are so honored to have her with us today. Nicolette, what does detoxing mean to you?
Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me on. I'm so happy to be here. We really only have to look at the findings. They're showing a growing evidence and prevalence of adult health problems and weight gain. This is so disturbing for our children. You want to couple that to all the symptoms that we're finding in our children, and it only naturally leads you to a cleanup method or a way to help a child really realize the healthy food diet.
Okay, so we have our mess. Inside, we are a mess because of the way we've been eating. So what is the detox method that you prefer for families? We're talking about adults and children now. So what is your method of preference?
Frankly, a good family plan for detoxing is going to be truly a family affair. It's not going to convey a double standard. It's actually one of the worst things I see in my practice. Stress eating is an observed learned behavior. You can't detox your kids without detoxing yourself. So another thing to keep in mind is not to convey detox as a punishment or to insinuate that the way your kids have been eating has been bad. We need to really emphasize that detoxing a kid's diet is really emphasizing detoxing the Western diet and to help them deal with their emotions and stress on a level that does not involve food. So there's a lot of things involved with this, and ultimately I think it's going to be great for kids to really incorporate so many of the elements that have got some hype lately.
So let me clarify this for everybody that maybe have heard the word detox in conjunction with so many different ideas and notions. We're not talking about putting your whole family on a juice-only diet for 4 days and doing some sort of cleanse detox. We're talking about detoxing our pantries and starting to eat some foods which are going to help our own body do its job in detoxing. Is that the idea?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And frankly, this juice cleansing stuff isn't even advised for adults. The whole detoxing and cleansing thing is under a lot of controversy. Because, frankly, it involves a lot of water loss and body protein, and this is actually not the proper way to actually encourage some of the natural ways we have on detoxifying some of our body tissues. So not only do adults not understand the detox principle properly, but conveying something such as dangerous as that to kids can really be a disaster. So it's going to sound unorthodox, but frankly, I think adults are going to find some unison with getting involved with some of the detox regimens, but also helping the kids learn how to eat properly and getting back to a natural whole food diet.
There's the magic word, the natural whole food, fresh food diet. So what I'm hearing is that we don't have to wait for symptoms. We need to just change our lifestyle. So what would be the primary detox foods or we're using the term detox. It's not my favorite term. I don't know if it's cleansing foods that we need to start incorporating into our family meals so that we can clean out our gut.
Yeah. Well, first off, the symptoms. You don't have to wait for symptoms. Frankly, any time is right for starting to clean up the diet, bring out the old, bring in the new. If you're seeing a lot of symptoms that really have no underlying medical problem to them, you know, indigestion, constipation, frequent infections, even moodiness, mood is linked so strongly to food. Kids are suffering, so are adults. We have fatigue, we have irritability, we have a whole host of stuff. This is really brought on by a whole myriad of processed foods, convenience foods, high sugar, high fat, nothing but really starch and fat that's bringing a great deal of nutrients into the diet without really some of the vitamins that accompany it. So the best kid-friendly detox foods, believe it or not, are more than you realize. A recent restaurant study looked at when they replaced loaded calorie, fat, carb, and side dishes, you know, the typical French fries and some of the other stuff, with salads, fruits, and vegetables. Well, you know what? They found, surprisingly, it changed everything. People didn't ask for by request lemonade or Coca-Cola. They asked for the healthy foods, and they ate them. So my advice to parents is to make the menu changes and additions when offered. Best friendly detox foods for kids are going to be lean proteins, seasonal fruits and veggies, natural unprocessed fats for healthy brain growth. And to help your kids choose, it's a good idea to help pick up some kid-friendly cookbooks at the library or maybe do an online search. When you look at photographs of healthy food, studies have shown you want them and you eat them.
So it sounds to me like it's a double punch kind of approach. We are eliminating the junk from the cupboard, going back to the whole foods at the same time. So what can you give a family a really good plan to start off? What should be their first step if they are ready to take this next step and going into a family detox plan?
Well, the family affair, most importantly, it's so important not to convey a double standard. One of the worst things I see in my practice is that when we bring the child in and we see that they have problems and we can't figure it out, and the parents themselves are having some issues with foods and or weight or medical problems, we have to understand we do an awful lot of stress eating, and that's a learned behavior. You can't detox your kids without detoxing yourself. So detox should not be conveyed as punishment or ever to insinuate that the way your kids have been eating is bad. We need to help our kids clean up their old junk food and help them deal with their emotions and stress on that level, not with food. A family plan is going to involve meal planning together. We should offer choices that are win-win. For example, we offer broccoli or string beans, strawberries or melon, shrimp kebab or turkey burger, not broccoli or french fries, milk or fruit punch, roast chicken or pizza. We can enlist our kids in meal planning and preparation and have them participate in together and putting together a shopping list, maybe coming along to the shopping trip, having them select some of their foods from their whole trip. Now, granted, this is going to take time, but for me, that falls under the auspices of parenting and making your kids healthy for the long term. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm right with you here, and I love the fact that you aren't saying, well, here, broccoli or pizza. Oh, well, that's a lose-lose question.
A no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer losing question. You want to give them choices of good foods. I know apples, for instance, are really, just an apple a day, they say, keeps the doctor away, but aren't they particularly good at sort of cleaning out the gut and the fiber?
They are.
And satisfying
you. You're right, and that actually brings me to really another way to, like, help your kids detox. Bring them to the source of the food. When you take classes and school trips to the farms, it's amazing. They go crazy. For them to see the origin of where the food is created, they just can't get enough of this stuff. And interestingly, seasonally, apples, in the Northeast at least, turned out to be a pulmonary enhancer. Help you guard against some respiratory infections on the way, no?
Yeah, I'm for that.
It's the power of fruits and vegetables. We've been saying it for a long time, and here it is, just one more reason why we really need to emphasize the importance of including as many fruits and vegetables as often as you can in your whole family plan, in your whole family diet and strategy. Nicolette, thank you so much for being with us and inspiring us to detox our pantry and detox our life and detox our family together. I want everybody to visit her website, and that's www.nutrisource.org. And for more recipes from us and healthy solutions to feed your family, look for us on kcritics.org. You can always listen to us on Radio MD. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.